This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, covering lots of different things around the Umpqua Valley, and that includes the arts. We have got the new Executive Director of Umpqua Valley Arts, Angela Marks. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So, I guess, first of all, talk about your background, some of the things you've done in the community.
Let's see. I was a longtime member, but also employed with the YMCA. I worked there for 19 years across various departments. I have been a small business owner and a baker.
Wow. I didn't... Is the baking, was that like a professional thing you did?
Yes, yes. I started my own small business bakery in 2022.
Wow. So, obviously, you've got a lot going on. What led you to Umpqua Valley Arts, and when did you start working there?
I started working there in February of 25. There was a position open for an events coordinator, and I love the world of events and community and bringing people together. So I jumped on board there and was the events coordinator for the last year and a half.
So what was that like?
It was a lot of fun, a lot of community engagement, a lot of opportunity to celebrate our artists and their hard work with our opening receptions, fundraising, things like that.
And when the executive director position came open, what caused you to pursue that?
I have had the amazing privilege over the last year and a half to really gain an understanding of the organization and the relevance in the community and the need for arts and culture in our community.
And so it just felt like a natural progression then.
Yes. I wanted to see that mission forward.
And you also ended up kind of being the interim executive director, right?
Yes, I did. I agreed to step in as interim when our previous director moved away.
And what was it like doing that, especially in the midst of the Summer Arts Festival?
I think Summer Arts Festival was the ultimate working interview. It was an incredible time. I have such a phenomenal team, and it was really a good opportunity to understand how to work with them, how to lead, and get stuff done.
Now, you've got a staff of how many?
We are currently three full-time employees and two part-time employees. I just hired someone.
So you've got a small group of people, and it seems like you managed to do a lot of different things.
We do. We get a lot of stuff done. I have a great team.
So how would you describe what you believe UVA's purpose is?
Our purpose is very much to support art appreciation through our exhibitions, support participation and appreciation with classes, workshops, art programming.
Now, are you an artist as well?
Culinary artists. I do decorate cakes.
So, but not in terms of, something that will be hanging in the gallery?
Not yet. They did say I could submit a cake for our member show, though.
Really?
Yes.
That might be a first.
I know.
So, but you've obviously always been pretty interested in arts.
Yes. Yeah, I understand the appreciation or the importance of it. I appreciate it. They have let me participate in some workshops, and I learned a thing or two here and there, so.
Well, and it seems like a lot of times, especially, you know, when you've got a tough economy and there's a lot of other things going on, arts kind of gets pushed to the side, yet some people might say that's maybe even the time when it's more important.
Yes, it's such a phenomenal way to enhance quality of life and stimulate curiosity, bring community together.
And talk about your facility if people aren't familiar with it.
So we are located on Harvard in the beautiful brick building with the big UVA letters out front. We have an open art gallery. People are welcome to come in and see us Tuesday through Friday between 10 and 5 and Saturdays 10 to 3. It's free. There's no admission. You can come and tour the galleries. We have a really adorable gift shop that supports local artists.
And what's it like to be in that historic building?
It's really kind of nostalgic feeling. It's really, really a beautiful building. It's has a lot of history. It's really fun. It's a little chilly.
Sometimes, or maybe a little hot.
Yes, seasonally.
Yeah, and of course, if people aren't familiar with the building, that was part of the VA campus originally, and Oregon Soldiers' home. The VA campus came over on the south side of the river as well. In fact, the VA property at one point also included what is became in the 60s, Fir Grove School. And through a lot of different things between the city and the federal government and all that, city ended up with the property. The Art Center ended up with the building many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It is really a cool building to be in and to have it set up for art. Now, if somebody's never been in there, it's not a art gallery. You've got a lot of things in the building. Kind of describe what all is in there.
Yes, so we have really the whole building, with the exception of one classroom, is art. Each room is an art gallery. And so we feature local artists, regional artists.
Now, as you jump into it, kind of explain what all you're going to be doing as executive director.
So currently we are just working on onboarding a few staff members so we can continue to move forward. My big vision is really to continue to strengthen community connections. We're working to expand arts education into the communities, hoping to collaborate with some schools in the fall.
And why is that important to hit art and make that available to younger kids, not just an adult thing?
The really neat thing about kids is they are so eager to learn, and their interest in it, they just jump in, and they're still really, they have that curiosity.
And for you, what do you see in terms of the potential for doing more with the schools?
We would love to get in the classrooms and offer art education on a regular basis. We also have quite a bit in-house right now. We've got weekly summer camps going on through the end of the month, and there's still spaces available. The kids are having a blast. We've got STEAM Week this week, so they're building robots and...
Wow, a lot going on. All right, we're going to take a break. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. Candidate for Governor of Oregon, Christine Drazen, joins us on Inside Douglas County tomorrow at 1230. Angela Marks, new Executive Director of Umpqua Valley Arts, among the things that you're jumping headfirst into as the new Executive Director. Umpqua Plein Air, not that far off. Talk about that.
Yes, our Umpqua Plein Air event will be kicking off on August 15th. So the artists will head out amongst the community. They will be painting all over Douglas County. And we will celebrate with our opening reception on August 22nd at 4 o'clock. That is free to the community. Anybody's welcome to come. We'll have live music. The galleries will be full of all the beautiful plein air work. It's one of my favorite shows.
And one of the things about that is just how quickly, they get done painting. And it's on display, and it's not even probably totally dry yet.
No, their work is still wet when it comes in the door. Our install committee has to be very careful when hanging the work.
Now, and you get people from quite a ways away for this, too.
Yes. Yeah. I think all the way from Idaho might be the farthest.
Now, and
this year?
It's been going on for a few years. Kind of explain the whole concept of plein air.
So it's basically painting in open air. Well, they can paint, they can draw. So they will go pick a scenery somewhere around Douglas County and just paint what's in front of them or draw.
And is that kind of like, do you ever put them out where people can watch them, or is it just kind of something they do more by themselves?
So they get to choose their location, and some paint in groups, some go solo. You may see some of the artists out and about doing their thing, and you can quietly observe.
Interesting. I know one year, I think, I don't remember the location, it seemed like maybe the courthouse or there was something like that, where it was more of a public location, and people did that. But it's kind of would be interesting to, you know, be somebody drawing or painting, sort of like a creative pressure situation. It's like, what can I create here? And I've got to get it done today.
Yes. Yeah. They're amazing. I can't believe the turnaround on it. And some artists submit multiple pieces.
Wow. So they've been painting like throughout the how many day period?
It's a week.
Week, okay. Mm-hmm. So, again, what's the date for that, for people to come see that?
That will be August 22nd at 4 o'clock. So 4 to 7 is the opening reception.
Now that's a Saturday, right?
Correct.
Okay. So for Umpqua Valley Arts, I imagine you work with a lot of different organizations?
Yes. Yeah, we have, you know, a variety of off and on partnerships. We do some art work in the detention center. We have an ongoing partnership with Thrive Umpqua right now, so it's called Third Thursday. The third Thursday of every month, you can come to UVA from 4:30 to 7. Thrive partners with us. We do a free community art experience, and then there's just some open creative time to just be amongst community.
And how long has that been going on?
That started this year.
And what are some of the things you would like to do in the future?
Oh, goodness. We would love to. We have a Art in the Park program where we do various pop-ups all over Douglas County. And we certainly love to partner with other organizations and open to that in the future to collaborate on those pop-ups. We will be at Half Shell tomorrow night, so we're really excited there.
So is that aimed at kids or adults, too?
Both. So we hand out free art kits, and they are adult-friendly, child-friendly. They're for everybody.
So people could work on something while they're listening to the music?
Yes.
Well, that's cool. Now, and do you, what do you do with it, or do the people just keep it?
So they just, they can choose to stay and open it up and get to work, or they can just take it with them. But we're happy to give some inspiration and guidance as well.
So now, as a nonprofit organization, you've got a board. What kinds of things are they involved in?
I have a phenomenal board. They are so great to work with. And they are involved in strategic planning. They really are a great support to me. They help to really work on the long-term sustainability of the organization and the community.
And one of the challenges organizations like UVA had was during the pandemic, and there's a, I don't remember the number now, but the folks at the Oregon Cultural Trust once talked about the number of arts organizations that didn't make it through the pandemic. And it seemed like that UVA got a lot of strong support. I'm sure it was very tough in navigating, but made it through it.
Yes, thank goodness.
So as you look ahead to UVA and you think about, you look around, you've talked about some of the things you would like. Is there other things you'd like to explore doing in the future?
Well, we, of course, want to continue to expand on the education with youth, but we also have kind of started a soft program of working with the senior population, where we have a senior field trip for the assisted living and retirement homes to come in and have a gallery tour, do an art experience, and that is something I would love to continue to flourish in the community.
And it would seem like, I mean, they would, something like that, people would get a lot out of, not just getting, out on a little trip, but also something that can kind of motivate them.
Yes, yes. It's really a special time.
So now you mentioned plein air. What about other upcoming events that you've got?
So I mentioned Half Shell tomorrow. We will be there. Please come see us. We are also working on a steamroller event coming up on September 19th, where it is a big print experience. We will actually have a large roller out there doing printing of artwork in the parking lot.
Wow, how is that going to work?
It's going to be really interesting. So they do large ink prints, and then you drive the roller over it. I'm still kind of learning all of this, as I've never been part of one of these experiences.
So where do you find this giant roller?
We are hopefully going to rent one from one of our construction companies.
Wow. So you're kind of going out of the box, trying something new.
Yes, we are collaborating the world of construction equipment and art.
See, you can combine a lot of things there. Remind people of when your gallery is open.
We are open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, which are new this year, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
This has been Inside
and
Douglas
County. Angela Marks from Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you,
This
Kyle.
Has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 1230 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.